In 1944, a black woman named Recy Taylor dared to speak out after she was gang raped by a group of white men in Abbeville, Alabama. Esther Cooper Jackson was one of the activists galvanized by the case.
Women were often attacked, like Recy Taylor, raped or sometimes disappeared. One would have to be careful about what time of day that they walked. Young girls were very much aware of this.
The documentary, The Rape of Recy Taylor, examines how another activist, Rosa Parks, bravely investigated the case more than a decade before she became known in the Montgomery bus boycott. The film shines light on an era of women civil rights leaders who became overshadowed by men. It's a complicated history that sometimes meant victims were treated as symbols more than as individuals. Historian Danielle McGuire wrote a book about the case.
I don't think Recy Taylor really knew the extent to which so many people around the country rallied to her defense and took comfort and courage from her brave testimony. But she also didn't really know when they decided to move on because no one consulted with her.
Taylor is now 97. After decades of being overlooked, she and her family finally get to tell their story. The Rape of Recy Taylor opens in theaters this weekend. For more information, visit wnyc.org/docs.